Welcome to KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, and I am joined today by special KickServe Radio correspondent Sarah Zoden. That's right, Sarah Zoden's the one that we talk to when you want to plan a vacation, and today we're talking about the fact that the BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells is coming up in March. We're actually planning a trip out there with a group of folks, and Sarah, let's start with the fact that having gone to three of the four majors and so many of the pro events you've attended, you really hold a special place in your heart for the Indian Wells tournament. Talk about why.
Absolutely, Andy. Well, first off, it's in Palm Springs. It's in Indian Wells, and it's in March. What more could you ask for than a wonderful venue where you're not going to get delayed because you've got rain? If anything, you're going to get delayed because you've seen some great tennis. So the venue is great. The weather is always perfect. And the venue has just grown so dramatically over the past few years. Larry Ellison has put so much into that venue. It now has a Nobu on site. It has a steakhouse on site. It has pizza. You name it, you can get it there. Not to mention all of the covered little bar areas. Tommy Bahama's, of course, one of my favorites. That's about the venue. But then there's all the tennis on top of it. All of the big players come. Serena Williams was back last year for the first time after quite a bit of a hiatus. It was wonderful to see her back in Palm Springs. You also get to see some amazing doubles that you just don't see in some of the other tournaments. I had the opportunity, sitting next to you, of course, to see Roger Federer and Stan Wawrinka play doubles. What a treat. Absolutely amazing.
Having gone to the French Open, having gone to the U.S. Open, having gone to Wimbledon, compare and contrast the experiences of going to those three majors with the BNP at Indian Wells.
You know, each venue, each tournament has its own personality, per se. At Wimbledon, you just feel the reverence. At the French, you walk in and you feel the history. U.S. Open, the best word is electricity. But now you get to Indian Wells. And Indian Wells, again, the venue is amazing because of the weather. But then you have the technology that Larry Ellison brings in as well. You have spot shot on every single court. It's kind of like if you want to be hip, if you want to be in and you're in tennis, you want to be in Indian Wells in March.
No doubt about it. She knows of what she speaks. She's KickServe Radio special correspondent Sarah Zoden. She's been to Wimbledon, felt the history. She's been to the French Open and sat at center court watching Rafael Nadal play at Philippe Chatrier, a number of trips to the U.S. Open. But it sounds like, certainly with all of the bar opportunities at Indian Wells, that you really like that, don't you?
You know, Indian Wells is my favorite for so many reasons. The bars are, of course, one of them, but the tennis is probably first and foremost, the weather second. The venue, I got to say third, but it's really all of them are make it the best. Probably not one individually, but they're all amazing components of what makes that tournament the best in my book.
You and I are taking a group out there in March, March 10th through 12th. To be exact, we've got tickets for that Thursday night, Friday day, Friday night, and Saturday. That's the middle weekend of the tournament. So you're going to get to see all of the great singles players. You're going to get to see the great singles players playing doubles. We've seen, as you mentioned, Sarah, Roger Federer, Stan Wawrinka playing the Bryan brothers. I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to see a packed stadium for doubles? Well, it's only at Indian Wells. Thanks so much, Sarah, for joining me today to talk about the BNP Paribas Open at the beautiful Indian Wells Garden in Palm Springs in March. And hopefully we'll look forward to seeing you all in March of 2016 at the BNP.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
I'm at my Palm Springs beach house. Hot boxes on a little leak out. So you could try me, you can reach out. But I'll probably let it ring.